Yes, I'm not suggesting that the Privacy Act should apply as such. That's been well established that you know, Parliament needs to operate within its own sphere, but clearly there's, it might be useful for the Privacy Act principles to be used as some sort of a guide within the parliamentary precinct when difficulties occur over the use of information. But perhaps more importantly, what I'm suggesting is that all agencies need to recognise that information these days is a huge complex asset. It's collected, used, disclosed and stored and disposed of in many complex ways now, and it's useful to have those protocols to guide you as you deal with this huge asset that information now constitutes.
And you think those protocols could be put into standing orders?
I wouldn't make a call on that. That's for experts in parliamentary procedure, but I certainly can see them being in some way used as a standard or a guide or whatever it may be to help with the management of information inside the parliamentary complex.
But not in legislation, though.
At this stage, I personally wouldn't favour legislation, partly because of my background in the Cabinet Office.
Do you have any view of the conduct of the Henry Inquiry?
No, I wouldn't want to express a view on that.
Were you surprised at all in terms of, like, I mean, the David Henry's evidence was that he didn't address whether or not he had the right to have access to information, and he just assumed that was being dealt with by someone else.
Well, that's a matter for, you know, the conduct of inquiries and inquiry powers. I think what has emerged is that there's potentially some room for change and improvement in the way information is managed in the parliamentary context, which would then provide guidance when it's tested, say, in the case of an inquiry, as such as the Henry Inquiry.
Just on another matter, do you have any communication with the GCSB over Keith Locke's request for confirmation of whether or not he was amongst those 88 folks arguably spied on by the GCSB?
You'd have to go to Mr. Locke to get that information. Have you had many other inquiries from people who have been turned down by the GCSB seeking similar information? I don't have that information with me at the moment. Completely different subject.
Setting this in an international context, I mean, the interests of the foreign parliament in this committee hearing is quite interesting. And do you have any comment to make on that?
I haven't read the submissions yet. They've just been handed to me. So when I've read them, I may have some views. But I think my views have been, you know, pretty clearly set out in the submission. You know, the parliamentary context is special. It's dealt with specially in information legislation for the same reason that media interests are dealt with specially. What I'd like to see is a better information management in many agencies in business and government so that they handle these kinds of tests in a logical and, way which will help to protect the people whose information they hold. That's ultimately the point, isn't it, is that people like you and me should not be taken by surprise by the way an agency handles information that they've collected from you. It needs to be properly protected and not disclosed in an inappropriate way.
And clearly people have been surprised at the way the Henry Inquiry was conducted.
Yes, I think that's clear.
Mm. You were quite instrumental in putting together the Cabinet Manual consideration. Was there a lot of international discussion around that as well at the time?
Well, the Cabinet Manual grew from small beginnings under my predecessor as Cabinet Secretary, and then we developed it into perhaps a sort of more sophisticated document. In the course of developing the many, many policies inside the Cabinet Manual, we obviously looked at international precedents and to some extent had some discussions with them.
Thank you. Great.